News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show on a Thanksgiving week. Tragic accident earlier today as WBTV's chopper crashed just off of 77 South here in Charlotte earlier today, just about 12 noon this afternoon. And people are absolutely devastated here in this building. We share this building, WBT Radio. We are an Urban One station, and we have our news station here as well at WBTV. But today, despite being owned by different companies, we're all in this together, and we are heartbroken for what happened earlier today with the passing in this accident of a pilot, Chip Tayag, and Jason Myers, meteorologist. I want to welcome to the program Steve Counts. Steve Counts has done tremendous work here at WBT Radio in the news department, and has had an experience unlike anything I've ever experienced, and I wanted to bring him on to talk about this. Steve Counts, thanks for joining us under these circumstances.
Thank you, Brett. Very, very rough to hear about this today. It's good to talk to you, but yeah, very, very tough.
Good to talk to you as well. Now, you have been through something like this. It was a fixed-wing aircraft, and you were a passenger, correct?
I was actually a reporter for WBT, mm-hmm. Doing traffic for John Hancock. Back in 1998. And as you said, it was a fixed-wing, which for people maybe not up to aircraft lingo, that's we're in a Cessna 172, which is a small single-engine airplane. And we were just doing our normal traffic patrol routine on a Thursday afternoon, mm-hmm. and the engine died.
Oh my gosh!
Yep.
What went through your mind at that moment?
It's not pleasant. I don't want to get too morose or anything, but a lot of unpleasant thoughts enter my mind. Now, at first, I didn't know what the problem was. I just noticed that the engine wasn't making as much noise as it's supposed to, and the aircraft didn't have that vibration that it has when the engine's on.
Right.
So I got out of the report with Hancock before I even read the commercial that you're supposed to read, but I didn't want to freak out and it be nothing. So I just wrapped up the report, and I switched over to the intercom to ask the pilot, hey, what's going on? Is there a problem? And he was in the middle of then talking to Charlotte Douglas Tower to let them know that we had lost our engine and that we were going to be emergency landing.
Wow.
In Pineville.
Wow. What?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I was going to say, I mean, at that moment, I imagine everything is crossing your mind.
Correct. At that point, so we're flying at about 2,000 feet, maybe a little bit below. And just so people understand, the Cessna, when the engine dies, it's not like it just goes nose down into the ground. It basically becomes a glider. And you fall at a rate of about 500 feet a minute. We're roughly 2,000 feet up, so we had about 4 minutes to think about things, so to speak. And it's a lot slower than what happens when you have a helicopter incident, which is obviously what happened today. But we had 4 minutes to look at our surroundings, see where we might be able to put it down, and think about what are the possible outcomes of this engine failure. For me, none of the outcomes seemed very good. So I started to have that life flashes before your eyes kind of moment. But I was only 20.
Oh.
And so instead of the life that I had lived up to that point flashing before my eyes, it was the life that I had not yet had a chance to live. All the things that I wanted to do with my life that, for me in that moment, weren't going to happen anymore. And it was very tough to process all of that in that moment at the age of 20. Hmm. Now, we hit the ground across basically four people's backyards and skid across their backyards toward Highway 51 in Pineville. And we were stopped by a ditch, like a drainage ditch along the side of the road, that stopped the aircraft from moving. And we came to a complete stop. So no injuries. We all survived. In fact, Boomer may remember because his traffic reporter, a guy named Sky King, was also in the plane when this happened.
Oh.
So we almost had two reporters that were lost that day, but we were lucky, and I can't explain it. But I've been in helicopters, and I can tell you that if you have an engine failure in a helicopter, it's not the same. You've got much less time to think about what you're going to do. And I don't know if it's been reported the altitude that Chip was flying today, the pilot, but whatever it was, he is a hero for the way he got that chopper not to land in the roadway.
Did you have hesitancy about going back up? Did you say, okay, I'm never going to do this again. This is my one freebie. What was your sense in the days and weeks that followed?
In the immediate aftermath, I didn't want to. But the other guy, Sky King, a guy named Mac, he's a total character. He's still alive and kicking today. He's up in Lexington, I believe. But he wanted to go back up, and I didn't want to feel like a wimp. So I went back up, too. And we had another plane crash.
What?
A year and a half later.
What?
Yeah, we crashed at Charlotte Douglas on the runway. They had to shut down the runway for an hour and a half. This was the day after JFK Jr. died in a plane crash in the fog. I've got lots of stories. I don't want to get too sidetracked, but
yeah. Wow.
We went back up because we thought this was our crash. What are the odds that it's going to happen again?
Yeah.
But then, sure enough, it did.
Wow. Wow.
So, but yeah, you really start to, that was one of the defining moments in my life, that first crash, because it really centers you and brings into focus once you've survived an event that you were sure was going to kill you. Mm-hmm. It brings into focus what's important in life, what's worth stressing over, and what isn't. And I'm lucky that I got to have that experience and survive it.
Wow.
I'm crushed about what happened today.
It's
because I heard you going into the 3:30 break talking about people who risk their lives to bring people stories like this, and mm-hmm. you hit the nail right on the head.
Thank you. Thank you. Steve, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you were able to share this with us, and I'm glad that you walked away from those two, and we appreciate you being a part of this conversation today. It's a very sad day. We certainly appreciate your perspective today, my friend.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a happy Thanksgiving and a blessed holiday season, my friend.
You too. Thank you, Brett.
Absolutely. That's Steve Counts. I'm Brett Witterbull, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Boomer.
Sir.
Sky King, huh?
Man, great guy. Oh, great guy. Steve Counts, too, man. Steve is just incredible.
Real
just
deal.
Incredible.
Real deal.
Good dudes, man. Really good.
How we getting over this outside there, buddy?